Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you. Good morning to each one of you who is here in the cathedral and those who are watching on television or streaming or listening on the radio. We're very pleased to have all of you with us this morning as we celebrate the second Sunday of Advent. I also want to offer a warm and special welcome to Father Peter Klaswald, who is a priest of the Archdiocese of Paderborn in Germany, a very good friend of mine, who has been here over the weekend visiting. My sisters and brothers, let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son, but may our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance to your company, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together, with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse, set up as a signal for the nations, the Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Justice shall flourish in his time, and a fullness of peace forever. Justice shall flourish in his time, and a fullness of peace forever. O God, give your judgment to the king, to a king's son your justice, that he may judge your people in justice, and your poor in right judgment. Justice shall flourish in his time, and a fool justice flourish, and great peace till the moon is no more. He shall rule from sea to sea, from the river to the bounds of the earth. Justice shall flourish in his time, and a fool he shall save the needy when they cry, the poor and those who are helpless. He will have pity on the weak and the needy, and save the lives of the needy. Justice shall flourish in his time, and a fullness of peace forever. May his name endure forever, his name continue like the sun. Every tribe shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Justice shall flourish in his time, and a fullness of peace forever.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, whatever was written previously was written for our instruction, that by endurance and by the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement, grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one voice glorify God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another then, as Christ welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I say that Christ became a minister of the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, to confirm the promises to the patriarchs, but so that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, you brood of vipers! Who warn you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. The Gospel of the Lord.
Morning once again in this frigid and cold rainy day. We should never complain about the rain, however, so we live through it. Greetings again to all of you who are watching on television or streaming, and I especially look forward to visiting with those incarcerated over the next few weeks, both in Beeville and here at Nueces County Jail. So it's a time that we gather together and to seek those moments in which we can bring hope and peace to other people's lives. So I look forward to being with you. The kingdom of God. We've all heard that term. In most of our lives, it's a very elusive term. At best, we hear about it in church. But beyond these walls is the reality of the kingdom of God present to us. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is among you. The kingdom of God is in you, is within you, and it is in your midst." Why is it then that beyond these walls we never think about it, or rarely think about it, and rarely experience it? Is the kingdom of God confined to the four walls of any church or any community? I dare say it is not. It is not confined to these walls. But it depends on you and me to bring the kingdom of God wherever we are. To be, especially during this season of Advent, signs of hope. Hope. Another elusive virtue that escapes our attention and escapes our efforts. Do I bring hope to others? Is there any hope in my own life? When we look at our world today, when we look at our country, our situation in the family, wherever we are, the barometer for the Christian should be, is there hope? And if there is, where is that hope? Where does it come from? Any of us that work with other people, and if we're in any kind of a position of management or authority, you'll always have that one person, maybe once a week, hopefully more less than that, once a month, once a year, who will come in and say, the morale is really bad. And of course, if you're one of those managers like myself, it's my fault. But the question today is it one person's fault that there is bad morale, that there is a diminishment of hope? Certainly after the elections that we have watched, and you continue to watch, unfortunately, certain things, the blame is sufficient for many people. But I think we need to ask ourselves, what part do I play in the lessening of hope in bad morale? Do I have a part to play in building up the kingdom of God on earth? We know in the three readings today, in the three moments, that the kingdom of God is announced. The prophets from Jeremiah to Isaiah looked at the world around them, the horrors that were going on, the injustices, the class systems that were in place, the invasion of other countries, of other peoples, the exportation, the deportation of others. Disaster. Disaster. And yet, what did the prophets do? What was their role? It was to announce hope. It was to announce that the kingdom of God is present, a kingdom of justice, a kingdom of love, a kingdom of peace. And of course, most would say, well, where is it? And that is why Jesus, when he began his ministry, said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to declare a day of freedom, to bring right relationships among people. The kingdom of God is upon me. And that is why in the Gospel today, St. Matthew gives the words of John the Baptist, says, I am baptizing you with water for repentance. In other words, when there's repentance, I take some responsibility. Anytime we offer repentance or we ask for forgiveness, it's saying, I'm at fault. I'm at fault. I've played a part in the lack of morale. I've played a part in the lack of hope. That's why we begin each Mass. Every time we come to Mass, what do we begin with? The penitential rite. Let us acknowledge our sins. Let us acknowledge the role we have played this past week in not being a sign of hope. That's what John the Baptist came to announce. He baptized with water for repentance. But, he says, the one who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not worthy to untie the sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And we can all say, well, yes, I've been baptized. Oh, and yes, I was confirmed with the Holy Spirit. And so? And then? And what now? When we see Jesus in the Gospel of Luke going into the temple at the beginning of his ministry, he proclaims, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. It's because of that I can bring good news. It's for that I can liberate captives. It's for that I can help people to come together in good harmony, in a sense of forgiveness. And so this Advent day, this second Sunday of Advent, sisters and brothers, it would behoove all of us to just take a moment, look around us, whether we want to look at family, whether we want to look at community, or we want to look at the world, and start with that same movement as we come here for Eucharist. Let us acknowledge our part in what's wrong. But never, ever stop there. You and I are responsible, are co-responsible, if we embrace Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, as our Redeemer, we become responsible. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you to bring good news. Maybe we can't do it worldwide. We don't have a worldwide stage. But we do know people around us. We do have the stage of our place of work. We do have the stage of our families. We do have the stage of our community. We are here today. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon us. Why is there bad morale? Bad morale is not something that is imposed from the outside. Bad morale is something that is internal to the relationships among peoples. It's because of gossip, bad information, bad chemistry, etc., etc. It's something that's born within us and in our relationships with one another. It's usually based on false knowledge and information. The common word, gossip. It is usually based on gossip because we don't go to the source and build a relationship. And so what we perceive in another person is the truth for me, or because my best friend told me that he said that. That's where bad morale comes from. And what happens then, we lose hope. We lose hope in these relationships. And the bigger and the darker the cloud becomes among us, the worse it gets. Sisters and brothers, as we prepare for Christmas, we must convince ourselves that is not who we are. We do not participate in that kind of a society. We are here to say today, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me to bring good news, to bring hope. And as we celebrate the Eucharist today and we hear those words and welcome those words, this is my body given up for you. This is my blood shed for you. Then we must be convinced as never before in this age. Now I leave these doors to shed my blood for the kingdom of God, to give my life in whatever way possible to make the people around me better, to make myself better, to build up that portion of the kingdom of God that is there. Let us be honest with ourselves. Let us recognize honestly our part in bad relationships, our part in not being in full harmony with the church, and above all, with Jesus Christ. Let us acknowledge it and say, that is my pride. Let us bring down our pride and be lifted up on the pedestal of humility, which is our platform for bringing good news and bringing hope in the world around us. Together now, sisters and brothers, let us acknowledge the faith that we have as we profess our creed. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The kingdom of God is present among us. So let us pray for the whole world around us.
For the church throughout the world, as we make the reign of God known in mission lands, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the peaceable kingdom of God might rule our hearts and the hearts of all people, ending hostilities ancient and new, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an end to gun violence in our streets and homes, and for justice for our lands afflicted, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the safety of our children and for the health and well-being of children everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the safety of those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Roy and Alicia Marroquin, Joe Cueva, Frank Garza Jr., and Ben Meir, and for the intentions of Ambria Sistine Vasquez, who celebrates her birthday, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
Now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. God of justice, your reign is indeed glorious. Grant by your grace the prayers that we have asked and pleaded before your throne. For we ask everything through Jesus Christ, our Lord and God. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for praise and glory of his name.
Be pleased, O Lord, with our humble prayers and offerings, and since we have no merits to plead our cause, come, we pray, to our rescue with the protection of your mercy. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we will watch for that day, may inherit the great promise in which we now dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
the mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together, Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Body of Christ. The blood of Christ.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.